I found a cave. Now, where my cave was is some sort of hotel. Things do change in this world. But back a ways, there was a very nice little simple cave. And every morning I would go and sit on a rock, the same rock every day, that was near the middle of Mother Ganga. I would kind of walk through up to my waist to get to. And I would sit there from sunrise to sunset and meditate and pray for about a month. It's incredible. When we open our hearts and our minds to receive blessings, grace, knowledge, how God could speak to us in such transformative ways, especially through Mother Ganga. Sitting on that rock all alone, I didn't talk to a person in about a month. There was nobody around. And I was praying for direction. I looked to my right and I saw Mother Ganga coming down from the high peaks of the Himalayas. And I was thinking, maybe it's a 1,000-mile journey from Gangotri to Ganga Sagara in the Bay of Bengal. And Mother Ganga, no matter what may come before her, keeps flowing to her destination. I was watching. I saw, in those days, there was huge, gigantic rocks on the banks of the Ganga here, and huge rocks in the Ganga. And Mother Ganga would just either flow over them, or around them, or under them. There was mountains, and somehow she always found her way around the mountain. And in doing so, she's teaching us that we should never give up on our journey to the sea of our true aspiration in life. Whatever obstacles, whatever challenges are just like rocks in the current of the Ganga. Somehow we must keep flowing in the direction where we want to go, to the sea of enlightenment, of divine love. And I gained such determination. I also saw in Mother Ganga, because it was a very, very rapid place and the waves were going very fast and it was so beautiful. I was thinking, just seeing her current is the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life. It's a work of art. But at every moment it's changing. It's never the same. It's always different water. It's always a different shape. And similarly, that's the way this world is. Nothing is stable. Everything is changing constantly. But the real beauty of life is through all these changes of the waves and the whirlpools, the underlying current of truth never changes. And if we can connect ourselves to the beauty of that truth, then we can be stable through all the unpredictable uncertainties of life. As I was sitting on the bank, I thought that this river has been flowing throughout our history. She was flowing here when Alexander the Great came to India, through the centuries of the Mughal Empire, through the British Empire, through all the changes of after Indians' independence. Everything's changing around, but she just keeps flowing to the sea. In a similar way, in this world, despite all these changes, if we just attach ourselves to that flow of truth, which is eternal, then we'll find real peace.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.